I'm Tim McKnight Jr. I'm dictating this neurological report on patient. Astrid, Astrid, Otten, Carranza, Carranza. Address is 3013 CEANOTHUS Avenue, Chico, California, 95973-9175. Phone is 530-315-5426. Her address is 3013 CANOTHUS Avenue, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-315-3275. I use XXX-4147. Date of birth. June 17, 1961, 62-year-old female. Occupation, psychiatrist. Insurance is Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy of Safeway, East Avenue. Is it addressed to Dr. A. M. L. A. B. Singh, S. I. N. G. H. Ampla Healthcare, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926. The clinical indication is evaluation and treatment for petit mal seizures. Our insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Current medications listed vertically. Metformin 1,000 milligrams. Dr. Singh, Valsartan, 160 milligrams, once daily, Dr. Singh, BISOPIS. Five micrograms once daily, hypertension, Dr. Singh, citalopram 40 milligrams, anxiety, once daily, Dr. Singh, allopurinol 500 milligrams once daily for gout, Dr. Singh, Montelukast, 10 micrograms for allergies once daily, Dr. Singh. Levetiracetam, 500 micrograms for seizures, Dr. Singh. That's once daily. TAM, 500 milligrams. Once daily for seizures, Dr. Singh. Clonazepam, 1 milligram for seizures, twice a day. PROVOSTATIN, 20 milligrams for cholesterol once daily, Dr. Singh. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, three times a day, Dr. Singh, for paresthesias. Ventolin, one puff, asthma, three times a day, Dr. Singh. Symbicort, one puff, for asthma, once daily, Dr. Singh. New paragraph supplements and medicinals. CORAUMGA. Fish oil, vitamin D, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C. Cinacote, 2 tabs at night, PRN. Aspirin, 81 milligrams once daily, Dr. Singh. Past medical history. Arthritis. This is vertically asthma. Bronchitis. Chickenpox. Diabetes. Goiter. Hypercholesterolemia. Allergies, sulfa drugs. systematic review of symptoms, general nervousness, ENT, bleeding gums, sinus problems, she wears eyeglasses, cardiovascular, difficulty walking two blocks, endocrine, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, bloating, flatulence, genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological, no symptoms reported, locomotor, musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported, mental health, trouble sleeping, panic symptoms when stressed, neck, no symptoms reported, neuropsychiatric. She has a history of epilepsy convulsions. Personal safety. She is interested in information on preparation for a living will. New paragraph, respiratory. History of symptoms of asthma and wheezing. Sexual function. She is sexually active. She has difficulty with intercourse. She denies exposures or risk for HIV. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Women's disease. She has completed total hysterectomy. Women's health history. She stands 5 feet 2 inches tall. She weighs 245 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 11. Her last menstrual period was in 2050. Periods are every 28 days. Last pap smear was 4 years ago. She has completed mammography. She has completed hysterectomy. She has no history of pregnancies, live births, or miscarriages. New paragraph. Thank you. personal and family history. She was born in Ames, Iowa. February 11, 1961. She is 67 years old. New paragraph. Father died at age 53 from pulmonary insufficiency. Mother died at age 56 from myocardial infarction. She has two sisters, one brother. All alive. Husband, age 59, is in fair health. She has no children. New paragraph. Family history. Is positive for asthma, heart disease, hypertension, negative for arthritis, gout, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. Family history. She completed her MD degree social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. She reports work-related stress. She is currently employed full-time as an MD psychiatrist. She gave no history of serious illnesses or injuries. No history of recent serious illnesses. She underwent a preventive hysterectomy in August 2018 with a good outcome. She's never been hospitalized or medicated for care for a long period of time. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. She gives a gives a past medical history of depression and nervousness. New paragraph. Head. She denied any symptoms. Neck. She denied symptoms. Upper back and arm, she denied symptoms. Mid back, she denied symptoms. Low back, She denied symptoms, shoulders. She reported mild shoulder pain in the middle of her shoulders, typically at night, brief in occurrence, sometimes severe, radiation to her back, without paresthesias or weakness. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. Dear Dr. Singh, thank you for referring Astrid Auten for neurological evaluation and care. New paragraph. As you may already know, Astrid has been under medical care with a history of seizure disorder for many years. Her primary medications include levetiracetam and clonazepam, which she takes twice a day. Her laboratory testing showed a normal nutritional profile with evidence for vitamin B3, niacinamide deficiency, and vitamin B5 deficiency, which have been corrected by supplementation. Thank you. Her laboratory testing did not show pre-diabetes, but she had high level of insulin resistance. And an elevated high sensitive CRP. On December of 2023, she had a low level of levetiracetam, which was readjusted, and high levels of absolute lymphocytes and eosinophils. And slight elevations of her AST and ALT liver functions. Her liver functions have been slightly elevated. Sure. Her Keppra levels have been slightly low with the dosage readjusted. Her LDL cholesterol at 90 was within a good range. Hemoglobin A1C in December of 2023 was slightly elevated at 5.7. Paragraph, she's been treated with supplemental niacinamide and a therapeutic multiple vitamin for women. New paragraph. She was seen for evaluation on November 21st, 2023, January 26, 2024, June 7, 2024, April 1, 2025, and December 8, 2025. New paragraph, she reports no additional or breakthrough convulsions on her current regimen. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression, history of focal breakthrough epilepsy, new paragraph, findings of type 2 diabetes treated, number 3, risk factors for accelerated diabetes, recommendations, continue current treatment regimen, routine reevaluation every 3 to 6 months, following laboratory testing for Keppra levels, new paragraph, medical progress, follow-up on a routine medical basis, in my signature.